is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Tymon Park in the Tala, Templeogan, Walkinstown area has been plagued recently by a number of very serious cases of antisocial behaviour, including issues with underage drinking and an unrelated incident where a young child was allegedly pushed and slapped by a stranger. It all makes out that it is a bit of an unpleasant place to go at this moment. Maybe it's not as bad as that. Let's find out. I'm joined on the line by Councillor Pamela Kearns. Pamela, good morning to you and welcome to 98FM.
Good morning, Adrian. Thank you for having me.
Now, Tymon Park, it's one of the finest open spaces in the whole of Dublin. But you're highlighting some fairly serious incidents of antisocial behaviour.
Well, I'm commenting on it, but let me start by saying that Tymon Park is a terrific community and it's always really busy. There's lots of pitches on it. We don't normally have problems like we're having at the moment. I think that's just a consequence of the times, because it's a terrific place and I would certainly not be trying to scare anybody off actually going there. I go there every day. All my pals go there, you know, for the walk. So up until now, we haven't had a problem. And actually, in the last week or two, it's quietened down considerably again. So
okay,
now don't go putting people off timing.
Okay, that's good. But give me an idea of some of the incidents that you've become aware of in recent weeks.
Well, I suppose when I was walking in the park myself on a number of occasions, there was those hippie crack canisters and empty cans and bottles in the forests and pieces of play equipment were set on fire. You've mentioned the incident with the child. Now, these happened over a period of 5 weeks. Isn't it? It all just happened in a glut. That child was pushed into the hedge. Now, I know it was put out that the child was grabbed around the mouth and dragged into the hedge. I spoke to the guards and that isn't what happened, thankfully. Mm. Although it was bad, it's not as
sensational as some media outlets reported it. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, and definitely not, because I was on top of it straight away because, you know, the park rangers are on to me on a regular basis. Then we did have one serious incident, and I want to highlight this. Like, my opinion on this is that the children who were drinking in the park aren't, in my opinion, the people who are responsible here. It's the adults who delivered alcohol to children in the park, and I think that's...
Now, this is a story which will fill an awful lot of parents with dread, I have to say. This is a claim that a company that delivers alcohol, delivered alcohol to a car park beside Tymon for a group of kids, group of teenagers. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. That's right. And he came and he delivered his vodka. And as a consequence of that, the children went off and they drank. And they, as we know, kids have no concept of how much is a drink and how much isn't. And they think they're totally, you know, impervious to any damage. One young child, unfortunately, only 13 years of age, drank much too much and ended up going off in an ambulance. Thankfully, the park rangers and a guy who happened to be going by in a bike, he jumped off and he helped her. But the point here, I mean, the point here is, and I hear a lot of people saying, oh, teenagers in the park drinking. The people responsible for the hippie crack and the people responsible for the alcohol are the people that I'm angry at. And that people, I mean, they took advantage of vulnerable kids who have lost all their structures at the moment because they're not in school, their sports and their music and is all over. And these people, adults, are taking advantage of that.
Right, so in terms of, this is shocking actually, where it comes to delivering alcohol. We all know that there is a bit of an issue around some companies, not all, but some companies having very little scruples about who they deliver the alcohol to. Would there have been anybody over the age of 18 in that group?
No, not to my knowledge. They're from about 13 to 16.
Right. No, obviously we don't name names, but do we know what company actually delivered this drink?
I don't, but I do know the guards are working on it at the moment. And I would like to point out, too, by the way, just when the parents of the children were called, they were horrified and all the parents came to the park. It's not like the kids were abandoned in the park and there was no one at home to look after them. I mean, they were all, you know, brought home, and I haven't seen a lot of them around. I imagine they've all been grounded.
Mm.
But again, I go back to the point that this adult... Now, the other thing is here, if you have a contact number, and I have no evidence of this, I have no names, but if you have a contact number, you can get somebody to go in and into an off-license or into Aldi or into one of those large places. I probably shouldn't have said Aldi. But pick up a couple of bottles of vodka and say, well, I'll meet you at the park. So I don't know even that was a company. But
no, just you mentioned a company by name there. It's important to note that they do...
I didn't say a company by name. I said they phoned for alcohol.
No, you mentioned Aldi a second ago. Sorry, you just wanted to clarify.
Oh, sorry, I'm sorry.
All of the supermarkets are very strict as regards age verification. Yes,
what
yes.
I'm talking about is unscrupulous adults who would go in and purchase it to make a profit on it with children. So apologies to Aldi.
Yeah, okay. So, but in terms of... It's this delivery thing that I really can't get my head around, that that a company that delivers alcohol would deliver to a car park is even strange in itself, is it not?
Absolutely. I mean, it's outrageous. But I mean, if people want to make money off the backs of children, then they don't have any scruples. I mean, if you have hippie crack and you can buy it, you know, for €1 and you can get €2 for it, you're going to buy a heap of it and bring it over to the park, and the kids don't know any better, they're going to buy it.
Mm.
And likewise with alcohol. So that's my whole point about this. It's the adults that are responsible for bringing that to the children in the park and letting them have it. They're the people we ought to be going after.
Okay, so in terms of that's one incident. There have been other incidents. And in fact, somebody just texted me to say, why is that woman playing down the incident about the girl that the man tried to abduct? You don't believe...
I'm not playing it down. I prefaced what I said was it was a serious incident. But my conversation with the guards from Terra Nure said that it wasn't an attempted abduction. The child was pushed and slapped, which was horrific for a young child. But she wasn't grabbed around the mouth and dragged into the hedges, which would be really horrific in my mind, because it would imply that he intended to take her away. So I'm not in the least bit playing it down. It was a horrific incident. But from my intel with the guards, and I spoke to them in the park, in their opinion, it wasn't an attempted abduction.
Okay, now just back to the park itself. And I know you mentioned that it has calmed down a little bit over recent days. People are probably off on holidays around the country and whatever, and at least people can get out and about now, which they couldn't in recent weeks.
Yeah.
But obviously, the whole issue of teenagers congregating in places like Tymon Park is an ongoing issue, particularly in an era now where we're expected to socially distance.
Yeah, well, I think you have to be mindful too. I mean, if you look out, again, I go back to the, you know, like the adults in this scenario. I mean, if you look at the parties that adults are having, I'm not, again, condoning the teenagers, but they'd been locked up in houses for weeks. No structure, no school, no sport, no grandparents to visit. When they heard you can go out, they just took off. They didn't think about, well, we can't be close to each other. And I think the expectations of children who were going through a hard time like that were awfully high. If adults aren't able to keep 2 metres and put on their masks, I think it's like the expectations of 13-year-olds who haven't been outside the door, who've been on at home on their laptops all the time, probably. I think it was a bit high. So, yeah, I mean, it is actually dangerous. I don't condone it. And if I came across a gang of kids, I knew I'd say, oh, lads, come on, because I know most of the kids around here. And I'd be saying, yeah, you can't really do this. But I'm not surprised it happened. I mean, if you thought for 1 minute that you're going to let 80 kids out and they're all going to be 2 metres away from each other. But it's a learning curve for all of us.
Okay, finally, for parents in the area who... You're claiming that there is a bit of a lack of parental support and control, which is what is leading to gangs of teenagers congregating.
No, that's what they reported online. That's not what I'm claiming at all. What I said was parents are under an awful amount of stress at the moment. They're trying to do they're trying to work from home. They could have kind of children who are younger, and it's difficult for the parents as well. But I don't for one minute think they're neglecting their teenagers. I know I have two, well, my adults now, but I had two teenagers. You can't keep track of them all the time.
Just want to go back to this drink thing and drink being delivered into the car park and whatever. A listener just sent me this WhatsApp voice note with a theory about how, and in fact a number of people have sent this into us, a theory about how the kids could have gotten the drink.
Adrian, how are you doing? Just listen to the show there. In relation about legitimate company delivering alcohol to these young kids, I don't think that would have been the case there at all. That would have been a legal page, like a Facebook or Snapchat page, that would have delivered that drink to them kids. I don't think any legitimate company in their right mind would do that. Thanks very much, Dale.
Yeah, you'd like to think that no legitimate company would do that. But we're hearing lots of reports of these social media pages where they deliver drink for you.
Well, that's why I mentioned to you there at the end of the piece, and I happened to mention the company, regrettably. But, I mean, I did point out that there are adults who can go in and pick up a case of gin or a case or whatever and put it up online. And, you know, kids have Instagram and Snapchat. They go on. I mean, they can link into each other so easily on social media. So I'm not suggesting that. I don't know who it was. So I could have been anybody. My point is, whoever it was had to be an adult.
Absolutely, yeah. But let me just bring in a call here just on this. Alma, you've actually seen advertisements of these places delivering drink, and your daughter told you that that's how she used to get her drink. How does this work?
Well, not how she used to get it.
Sorry, I can't hear you there, Alma. You're miles away from your phone.
Sorry. I used to ask my stepdaughter how the teens got their drink. And basically, she says, dial a drink. She says, look it up. She says, there's numbers. You ring and they come to wherever you are and they give you a drink. They give you whatever you want. Obviously, they charge extra than the drink is. But yeah, it's on Facebook. It's dial a drink. Look it up. You'll find them.
And they just... Well,
yeah, this is a normal guy. He like probably has his own family or whoever, and goes out and buys a drink and brings it to the, who are the teens, and then he makes a few quid out of himself.
Right. Yeah. Now, obviously, I don't want to name any names, but do we know there's obviously somebody behind this?
Oh, there is. Yeah, there is someone behind it. Yeah. Now, I don't know who's behind it.
No. But yeah. Is this person deliberately supplying drink?
He's not working for any company. He goes in, I think. Yeah, he goes and gets it from Lidl or Aldi or Tesco or in bulk and sells it to the teens then. That's the way they do it.
Intentionally selling it to underage drinkers?
Yeah, because they can't get it any other way. So that's mostly, well, they probably can get it other ways, but that's mostly how they get it.
Right, okay, this is all new to me, I have to say. Although I'm looking at some of the messages coming in, and it's not new to other people. A lot of people very familiar. In fact, Liam, you also know a little bit about this. Now, obviously, we don't want to name any names, but what can you tell me about this dial-a-drink service?
That's around, for an awful long time. I used to do it myself back in the day, and we had a lot of taxi drivers that would do it. They're out delivering out throughout the night and on the roads, so they'd be going around giving you the drink.
And no, not looking for ID or anything, just whoever orders it and pays for it, it gets delivered to you?
Yeah, that's it, yeah. House parties, stuff like that, you just ring them up and be charged a delivery fee, or you could throw an extra 10 quid on top of a bottle of vodka or stuff like that. And that's the way it works.
So it's not cheap, but... that's unbelievable. So I have to say, obviously, it's not on my radar at the moment because I'm not an underage teenager trying to get my hands on drink, but it's been around a long time.
A long time now, yeah.
That's shockingly scary. So anybody, basically, under the age of 18, can have drink delivered to them anywhere. Including...
My point about unscrupulous adults.
Yes, absolutely, yeah, this is... and were you familiar with this, Pamela?
Yeah, I have been. But as I said, I mean, I knew they delivered to house parties. I didn't realise that they'd actually delivered to a car park. That's why I was so horrified myself.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
You know, I never...
And as a matter of interest, Liam, even back when you were when you were that soldier, would they've delivered to literally anywhere, to a car park or whatever?
Into the side of a field, anywhere, parks, anywhere you want. You just send him a pin drop and he'll deliver to you. You'd be familiar with the guy and you just drop it anywhere you want.
Well, right, okay. This is, there's a lot of messages coming in about this. This is from Keith.
I used to use dialer drink back in the noughties, man. This has been going on for years.
And how would you have used it in the noughties? How did it work back then? Liam, how long are you talking about?
I'm 34 now, so probably about, going back over 10 years.
And it wasn't through Facebook then, was it?
No, since before Facebook, we had taxi drivers there that's enough for us.
Right, okay, so this
they'd
is...
They'd be out throughout the night, and you could be in a house party 2, 3 in the morning, stuck for a few drinks, so you'd ring them up, and he'd arrive, open the boot, and there could be boxes of beer, vodka, anything.
Okay, let's have a listen to this message from Ellie.
Hey, Adrian, just listening into your show there. I'm familiar with what that woman's talking about, dial a drink. They're just independent individuals, they're not legitimate companies, and they buy drink and often sell it out of hours for higher prices or sell it to teens for higher prices. Been going on for years since I was a teenager.
It just shows you, when I was a young fella, if you wanted to get a drink, you stood outside the off license for an hour and a half, hoping somebody would buy you something, but now you just click your fingers and it gets delivered. It's particularly unscrupulous when you're talking about delivering to a car park of a big public park for kids to just gather in groups drinking and with no control at all. And as you said, a young person ended up very, very sick as a result of drinking too much alcohol.
It's criminal. It's absolutely criminal because, I mean, that child could have been so seriously hurt. Only luckily this person happened upon her lying on the ground and a couple of her pals had hung around, but her pals were distraught because, you know, like, her pals were only teenagers as well. And this is my point, like, Tymon is normally such a quiet park, and I mean, I have to say, by the way, I just have to say, the park rangers have been amazing over there. They've had a lot to deal with because of all this, so I'd like to just acknowledge that. And the guards, I mean, I was over there every day during the lockdown, except for the last 2 weeks I've been really busy, but I just go over there, and the guards were there every day, but it just was happening in that kind of early evening part of the time, like not during the day when, you know, the guards would be around a good bit. Very hard to please because it's a huge park, but the park is an amazing facility. And as I said, the problem is these guys who go out and drop drink too and hippie crack to kids. It's just obscene.
It certainly is, yeah. That's really shocking. All right, but look, I really appreciate you highlighting this to us, Pamela. A lot of parents may not even be aware of how easy it is, and I know I'm hearing from people that this has been going on for years. I hadn't ever realised it was that easy, that you just go onto a Facebook page and dial a drink, but apparently it is. All right, Councillor Pamela Cairns, thank you very much indeed for talking to us on 98FM.
My pleasure. Thank you very much, Adrian. Take care.
Bye-bye. There you go. Isn't that... Yeah, all right. Am I just a naive one here? Obviously I am, because like I said, when I was a young fella, you stood outside the off-licence and hoped and hoped and hoped that somebody had come along and was going to buy you your little naggin of vodka, whatever the case may be.
Every morning from 10, Dublin Talks on 98FM.